lot of big games.
Yeah. Each year has its own set of wrinkles, mm-hmm. right? Things mm-hmm. that happen throughout the year. Stuff you think is going to happen. Stuff that comes out of left field. Mm-hmm. Stuff you can't control. If you're running the team right now or you're a player on the team, mm-hmm. you've been talking kind of about the distraction, right? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Like IUK and Trent not being there? Because I think of it this way. Like you have practice. Somebody's getting beat. You guys go back into the film room and you're watching and guys are like, I mean, Trent blocks that, and you know IUK makes that play, and he gets open here. I mean, that's what they're gossiping. Dudes do that, like on a team. So how is this a distraction? But when you say that,
well, you've got two of the six best players on your team that aren't there. One's there, but he's not, you know, engaged. So you got Brock Purdy out there with a bunch of backups, and there's Trent Taylor and Danny Gray and Braden Willis. I mean, these guys are out there like. These guys, they're not getting open. They're like, you know, and so, like, you know, so now people are on Brock Purdy. Oh, he's just a product of the system. Like, he needs all the great players. No. Like, anybody needs receivers to stay on their feet and to win the route. If you can't beat man coverage in this business, you can't play in this business. So, like, Brandon, you know, like, IUK is, like, his stance, like, I totally understand his stance. Like, the 49ers have paid everybody, every great player. Juice just got a second contract from the team. But Fred, like, Nick, you know, Debo, George, they've all gotten paid. So Brandon's like, I'm the next one up, right? And then sometimes you like, there's just nothing left in the bag. And maybe that's the case. Maybe yeah. I mean, it looks like they've made him a decent offer. But like, you know, the wide receiver market has exploded, you know, and that's why Jamar isn't here and CD isn't, you know, in. And look, I mean, if you're going to pay some of these guys $33 million, $35 million, you want to be better than them. Like, that's what the market is. So I don't know how it gets resolved. But if those two guys, like, when I go to watch a 49er game or I'm announcing a game, honestly, it feels like an all-star game. Like, there's just so much star power on that team. No team in this league. You talk about Kansas City, okay, they got Mahomes and Kelce, but like, they don't have star power like the 49ers do. Like, it's just, maybe it's being in San Francisco and there's Jerry Rice over there, whatever. But it just feels like you're at an all-star game.
What does the offense look like? Put Trent to the side. Let's say Trent's playing, Ayuk's not. How does the offense change dramatically?
Well, they love to sting you in the middle of the field. And the one thing about Ayuk or CD is they are fearless in the middle of the field. Mm. Like, they'll go across the middle without any fear whatsoever. I don't know that they have anybody else. Debo could do that for sure, but he can't run a route like Brandon can. And he can't defeat your best corner the way he can. Debo's got his own skill set, which is special. But Ayuk is a true route runner. He was at Arizona State. He has been since he came late. He knows how to win. And if you're Brock, like, you know he's going to win in this situation. And so if the play is for him, you know where to go. But even if it isn't for him, you know that at some point he's going to be open. Like that final play in overtime, you know, where he beats L'Jarius Sneed. Like, he's going to get open. You have that comfort level. George is a guy that he's not often the first read in this progression, but if the play breaks down, if the play's getting extended, George knows how to get open, and that's when he finds him a lot of times for some big plays.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And he's made a lot of big plays for the 49ers. Let's take some calls before we end the show. Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening, man? Ask Baldy anything. What you got?
Hey, man, it's an honor talking to you, Baldy.
Thank you.
We all respect your opinion. So I got a couple of questions for you. First one is, who is your favorite rapper? And the second one is, what is the best chick flick you've seen?
Well, favorite rapper is Eminem. Oh, I mean, only because he dropped me in a song one time, you know. So
did
you
know, he?
Yeah. Like, if you look up Legacy, you put up Legacy right there. It's just a bunch of Brian Baldingers, you know. Like, I mean, that's coming out of Eminem's mouth. Like, I got instant street cred as soon as Eminem
bunch
dropped
of
me.
Brian Baldinger.
Yeah. So he's ripping on me hard.
I'm not gonna lie, I want to be listening to rap song.
I don't know, man. Like,
I'll ask a better question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you could be any character from movies or TV, who could you be? Who you had to act out that character, okay, for the entirety of the show or whatever. Like, could you be Tony Soprano? Could you be Luke Skywalker? Like, pick the movie or show that
I would be, like, I know I couldn't do it because nobody can do it, but I would be Robert Shaw in Jaws.
Ooh, wow.
That'd be my favorite. That's my favorite character in any movie of all
really?
Time.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that, because I love that movie. and I've watched it a million times, and I know probably every line. But I can, you know, I can find him for 5,000, but I can capture him and kill him for 10. Like, I would be Robert Shaw.
Yeah. Favorite gangster movie?
Probably, Goodfellas.
Oh, that's probably a good one. That's a really good
Godfather,
one.
I always Goodfellas. Knew I wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas, you can watch it at any point. Yeah. If it's on, you just pop it in. It's like, okay, I'm going to watch it from here on out.
Who would you be if you had to be any character?
In The Godfather?
No, just in general. In movies, television, whoever. Because I already know who I think you want to be.
Who?
Denzel in Training Day.
Nah, I wouldn't, but he was crooked, man. No, I don't like that guy. Vito Corleone.
Yeah.
You know Vito Corleone. I would rather be Vito Corleone.
So I've spent a fair amount of time in Sicily. And so Corleone, yep. Sicily, right? If you drive through Corleone now, I haven't been there in maybe 7-8 years, but if you went through Corleone now, it looks exactly like it does in a movie.
Crazy.
Like, there's no way you could create that set on a set.
It's just like The Wire, Baltimore. So The Wire. True. I went out to Baltimore and you get those vibes. Yeah. Like, wow, they hit a home run here.
Godfather 1 or 2? Because I know what I'm picking.
See, a lot of people, everybody goes Godfather 2.
I mean, Vito. It is. From Corleone. Corleone.
Part 2 is great. I love part 1.
Clemenza?
I love both of them.
You
know.
But is that the best scene ever? The duct tape the gun into, or whatever, tape the gun up into the bathroom, come out and shoot the cop and the gangster?
I don't know. Which one is it when they shoot up the shack going to the beach with Sonny?
When he's going through the bridge and the toll plaza.
That's the end of one, right?
Yep, the end of one. That was pretty
gangster.
Or toward
the end of one.
Yep.
Because it's so long. God, it's so good.
It is so good. Let's take some more calls. Speaking of rap. Now, first, I want Spinoni to read the lyrics from Eminem. Eminem, do we have a special caller who's got a special rap for you, Baldy? Right. So hang tight. Okay. Hey, tight. Spinoni, what's the lyrics? You got
it? Well, I just play the whole thing. Cleaned it up, so it's PC for the airwaves.
All right, Baldy. Right,
this is pretty hard. I'm going to play. This is Eminem Legacy.
Versus the Holo in 16 Lions offense. So bring on the Giants, Falcons, and Miami Dolphins. It's the body bag game. I'm supplying coffins. Because you put Kiss. Bunch of Brian Baldingers. You go.
That is so good. Yeah.
That's next level. That's next level right there.
Now, this next one will be next level.
No, Duke of the City. Duke of the City, one of our favorites.
Okay.
The Freestyle King. So we have these Doobie Awards every single year. Yep. I think you won a Doobie Award for best interview of the year.
Best guest.
You won it in a landslide. It was no contest. Yeah. But Duke won Freestyle of the Year, I think, 2 straight years.
Okay.
Right? He's a champ. Nobody's unseated him. And so he's got a freestyle for you, Baldy. Right. Duke of the City. What's up, Lakeview? Lakeview in the house.
Come on, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Baldy, you in the house, man, with the LVC. We in the house, man, with Tan Shacky, man. You know how we do it, man. 95.7 the game. Is the station. You see all these other stations playing down to me. We the city by the bay with Tay and Shasky, the stove kind of cold. I keep my brass beside me. Spaghetti and Loveman. The Giants in the field, the better have his glove, man. We got Steiny and Goo. I think it's 10-2. Who will make you last Steiny on the coup? Listen every day because they be breaking the rules. Willing and Dibs. What are you doing? It's Duke from the city. I think I got something brewing. It's not football season, but the Niners is back. Me and Dim go back like an old Cadillac. We got Debo. Are you pretty Ricky running slant? That's breaking news. You better ask Lou Grant. You do been Twitch. We ain't forgot about you. But you'll get to the house. Man, we got the goops coming in with remarks so clever and smooth from the east to the west, the north to the south. Now defy seven of the game all in your mouth. One Jack, two Jack, three Jack, four. R.I.P. Willie, maybe want to thank you for the show. Golden State Warriors ain't only perplexing. Y'all know what's next in. Clay shooting threes and he all up in Texas. That's how we do it on 95.7 the game. The morning road with your special guest, Brian Baldinger. The big rag goo is ATC UNLV 95.7 a game for life, baby.
I think it just sealed the deal. He made three people.
Shasky's gonna beat that.
Yeah,
was that incredible?
That's unreal. Like, that's some rip. That's a rip right there.
That's what happens on the show, Baldy. Shasky and I have started. This show just is unbelievable. We get freestyles. We get poems. We had Uncle Gene with his wife, Jan.
Yeah. Pots and pans.
Pots and pans as drums, giving us a poem and a rap.
I'm going to tell you guys, if I'm going to Levi Stadium for a game, obviously you're going to hit traffic. So you're coming into the parking lot right there, media section, windows down. Like, we're all waiting to get through the booth. Yeah. We got our pass. I'm telling you, I can't tell you, people are like, Baldy, you're the morning rose, man. Like they follow, man. Those fans are following.
No, they follow. So, we get, like, George Kittle dropping an S-bomb. It happens every week. Like, we get surprised when somebody doesn't curse on the show.
I'm up at the cabin last week. I think it was Saturday. You're on the NFL Network. Yep. We're watching the game. It's Texans-Giants.
Yep.
Was that the game? Okay. It's Texans-Giants, and they cut to the halftime show. It's you. I forget who you were next to. You were on the right-hand side. My wife goes, is that Baldy? I go, yeah, that's Baldy. She's like, he cleans up so well. I'm so used to him having the phone up to his ear and the bandana on. Yeah. He's got the suit. I almost didn't recognize him.
Yeah. Well, I'm heading down there today. I'm being in there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. So 49ers, you know, Raiders obviously this weekend. Like, I don't know, do 49ers fans travel in preseason?
They traveled a little bit in Nashville, though. There was some red out there. But Niner fans, like, my fiance is like,
I remember seeing one game at the Stick when those two fan bases got together.
Yeah, it's cleaned
the
up.
The battle
a lot.
Was in the stands. Yeah. Out of the field.
Dude, it's like fighting for
somebody
fights.
Somebody got shot in the bathroom at that game. I mean,
somebody got shot in the bathroom. Somebody got shot in the parking lot. I mean, it was a who's who.
$1 tickets on StubHub were used to print out the StubHub ticket back in the day.
I remember the entire, I think it may have been Harbaugh first year as head coach, that battle with the Bay, and they had to pause it. They said, look, we can't play this game this season. We can't do it. Yeah. And like the entire second half, it's like, oh, look over there. Oh, wait, look over there. Wait, let's watch your back. Hey, keep your head on the swivel. You never know what's going on here.
I'm telling you. I was happy to be in the booth.
I'll give you a great Candlestick story. So Niners played the Raiders late in the year. Raiders were terrible. Lamont Jordan was the running back for the Raiders. Look, he was smiling. He's smiling
former
back.
Former Jet, right? He was a former Jet.
Yeah, he was. Yep. So
I liked Lamont.
Something happened. He got a pin. They tossed him the ball, and he just dropped it. And he just stopped running on the play. And somebody from the Niners picked it up and ran the entire distance. All the Raider fans got up and leave. Well, leaving Candlestick, I mean, it's bad getting out of any stadium. Yeah. You're bumper to bumper all the way out. And Niner fans are clowning Raider fans. Like, you wore face paint. Now you got to sit in 3 hours of traffic. And they're watching. The Niners were terrible at that time. This was one of the last hoorahs at Candlestick between the two of them. The next game was that preseason game, and both teams were down bad. We were in no position to be talking smack.
I do miss the Raiders.
Everyone
in Oakland, California,
smoking in their seats.
I think league wide, like, I'm going to Brazil with these Eagle fans.
I can't believe you're going to Brazil.
But here's the deal: like, it has become the thing now in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's like, I never thought Miami had any fan base. Like, Miami Dolphin fans are traveling. Like, that teams are like, this is a big deal now. Like, obviously, when the Niners go down to LA, they take over the stadium. It's ridiculous, right? So they just wipe the entire, whether it's Rams or Chargers, they just wipe everybody out. But, like, especially if it's Rams. But now, like, it's become a big thing. To have their fan base travel to some of these games.
You brought this up last year on the show. I'll never forget. You said, like, Niner fans wanted to be known. It's not just winning the game. It's like a badge of honor. It's like, no, we want you to know that we took over your stadium, too.
No doubt.
So, like, every time I hear from people, they're like, Vontae, Buffalo game, December 1st. And I'm thinking, I'm waiting for the Warriors schedule. The Warriors schedule is released, and I found out that the Warriors home opener is the same day the Cowboys-Niners game, same time. And I'm thinking, oh, God, like, why do you have to do this to me? But like, it's a badge of honor to be like, hey, we want to go to Buffalo. We want to go to Green Bay. Yep. And so now it's taking over league-wide?
No.
Steelers fans always travel.
Some teams don't have great fan bases. Like, Pittsburgh always traveled. Philadelphia always traveled. But now we're seeing other teams do the same thing now. And it's become a big deal in this league. And it is a badge of honor.
The Dolphin fans traveling. Right. We'll figure that.
Fast five time, because I got some questions for Baldy.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.